All right, welcome back to it. Good to have you here. By the way, the price of gasoline in California today, let's see here. $4.99 at the Los Angeles, California Shell station this hour, $4.99. I paid $2.28 yesterday, I think is what it was, at a place called Beacon and Bridge. Driving home from the beautiful fall colors of northern Michigan. Beacon and Bridge, name of the joint. But I paid $2.28, right? $5 right now in Los Angeles, higher in some places. And the only difference, of course, is that the only difference, of course, is taxes and regulations and nonsense. I mean, there's no question about it. But, you know, while we're talking about climate change and following up on the last guest there, Quillen's difficult issues here, let's hear from your friend, your hero, AOC. I mean, I know you like to hear from AOC, so I want to bring her here as often as possible because I know you are endearing to her words. You embrace her message and her concern that the world's going to end in a decade. I mean, we're all going to be dead in a few years. You know, do you think the Democrats are proud every time AOC stumbles out in front of a microphone? Do you think Democrats are going, man, I love her? At any rate, here it is. Get the hankies ready. Here is AOC, bite number 6 about climate change and motherhood. Bite 6. Go.
I speak to you not as an elected official or public figure, but I speak to you as a human being, a woman whose dreams of motherhood now taste bittersweet because of what I know about our children's future, and that our actions are responsible for bringing their most dire possibilities into focus. I speak to you as a daughter and descendant of colonized peoples who have already begun to suffer. Just 2 years ago, one of the deadliest disasters in the United States struck in the form of Hurricane Maria. The climate change-powered storm killed over 3,000 Puerto Ricans, American citizens. My own grandfather died in the aftermath. All because they were living under colonial rule, which contributed to the dire conditions and lack of recovery.
Oh, so was it climate change or was it colonial rule? I'm pretty sure Puerto Rico's part of America. I'm pretty sure we gave them billions of dollars to rebuild, but we found out that it was all corrupt. And different groups of people decided they weren't going to, you know, help out their fellow Puerto Ricans unless they got paid more, for example. I'm pretty sure the governor got tangled up in a whole corruption racket, as did several other members of the political wing there. The politicians, all sorts of banged up because of corruption. And by the way, you listen to the way she talks and so forth. Wouldn't Jim Jones be proud of that cult-like approach to the world? We're all going to die. It's over. It's like the doomsday cult mindset. You know, Jim Jones, David Koresh, pick your cult leader. And that's what this is like. I mean, hell, the only thing left is to pass the grape Kool-Aid around. You know, we're all going to die in 10 years. Just motherhood's bittersweet. And then we're hit by Maria. Hurricane Maria. Got to say it, you know, got to say it ethnically proper. Maria. Uh-huh. Got rah, rah. Just get that. I'm like that on Monday. Maria. Just fun to say. Having fun with it. Anyhow, so, you know, but good God, you listen to that gobbledygook. How can you take that seriously? Honestly, how do you take any of that seriously? You know, here's a woman who told us the world's going to end in 10 years. Nobody believes that. I take that back. Our school kids believe that, I think. We've indoctrinated enough of our school kids. Well, oh, he's going to die. Well, then hell, eat Captain Crunch all day long. You know, watch video games. Who cares? Do your homework. Why? World's going to end anyway. Why do homework? I mean, seriously. I mean, this is what we've taught our children, for God's sake. And you've got morons like AOC running around trying to give you a science dissertation. I mean, please. But it's, you know, it's like Applewhite. Wasn't that his name, Applewhite? Isn't he the guy that had the purple shoes and the $7 so you could get on the UFO and fly away? Marshall Applewhite. That's a perfect cult. Perfect call. If you know, 1997, I think that happened. But that's, I mean, that's just a cultist mentality. Just a cultist mentality is what she has going on there. And it's frightening that anybody takes that seriously. Now, if you want to talk about climate change, that's all fine and well. I'm talking about the challenges of raising kids today. My fears are allowing my kids to be exposed to the public school system. Not that it's going to be too much sunshine and warm temperatures 50 years from now. No, I'm worried about the public schools rotting their brain, not destroying the planet. That's a bigger concern to me. I mean, think about it. The garbage that's fed into these children about how great, you know, socialism is and communism is and the world's going to end and you must, you know, give up your taxes. 97.5% apparently Bernie wants to take. 97.5% in taxes. And that's a good idea because if you don't think that way, there's something wrong with you. You're evil. I mean, this is the kind of crap we're pounding into these kids and you wonder why they have anxiety problems. There's a record set every year, more anxiety drugs, more anxiety, more teen suicide. Well, gosh, I can't figure out why. Maybe you could stop scaring the hell out of everybody and tell them the truth. No, the world's not going to end. That was political nonsense, so we could try to lie about it so we could win an election. Why don't you just tell them the truth, get down to it. Stop BSing the children and having them have panic attacks because you've scared the out of them for so long. You can't scare the out of people like that and expect them to act normally. You know, I mean, take me, for example. Look what's happened here. At any rate, AOC, on this Columbus Day, which, of course, she, I'm sure, doesn't call it Columbus Day because that would be offensive to the people of Puerto Rico and the people that were suffered from Maria, you know, and my family, the Ramos family, my extended family would be offended by that. Mm-hmm. So it's not Columbus Day. It's Columbus Day to me, pal, just so we're clear on that. It's Monday, October 14th, 2019. Had a great weekend, by the way. I'm going to tell you a bit about it. Some friends of mine opening a brand new business in northern Michigan. I'll get to that sometime today. Don't go anywhere. The Steve Gerber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
So, you're finally ready to lose weight. Maybe it's so you won't need medication for diabetes, blood pressure, or high cholesterol. Or maybe it's just to look and feel better. Whatever your reason, MyPureHealthSolutions.com can help. MyPureHealthSolutions.com will customize a weight loss program designed specifically to tackle the hormonal imbalances that cause you to be overweight. It's a program that can be done anywhere, on any schedule. Learn more today at MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.